Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Impact 103, I'm Owen Folly, and you are being real with me today. And I love being real with you. It's a time where we get to challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. And just like it said in that song, just let go. Just let go. Receive what God really, really has for me, for you. There's something beautiful that's coming. And that's the thing, is that it's going to be filled with love. It's filled with love. It's filled with something that is just from God. And a scripture that actually stood out to me this week, which I, man, just packed with a whole bunch of stuff that I was just like, man, Lord, you have to unpack this for me. It's James 4, verse 5 and 6. It says, "Or do you suppose that the scripture is speaking to no purpose that says, the Spirit whom he has caused to dwell in us yearns over us." Ooh, I just love it. He yearns over us. He yearns for the Spirit to be welcome with a jealous love. But he gives us more and more grace, power of the Holy Spirit to meet this evil tendency and all others fully. That is why he said, God sets himself against the proud and the haughty, but gives grace continually to the lowly and those who are humble enough to receive it. Whew. That last part really struck me. Those that are humble enough to receive it. And that's actually what I feel like we really need to talk about today. The humility it actually takes to say, Lord, I want what you have for me. I'm not going to try to do this by myself. I'm just going to be humble. I'm going to lower myself in my own estimation. And this is, as I was talking to the Lord, he kind of reminded me on different things that he has exposed throughout the years, different conversations he's had with me. And I really feel like we need to go into that today. So please stay tuned. Also stay tuned, because later on at 20 past 10, we continue our discussion with Pastor Daphne Montgomery on boundaries. And I know that this is going to be an absolutely epic time. 1 Peter 5 verse 6, it says, "Therefore humble yourselves and demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you." Now, starting off this conversation on humility, for me, it's kind of like really important that I just really check my heart on this, because I was going through a time where God was showing me kind of what was in my heart. I mean, I think all of us have a lot going on in our hearts, not only different things that we need to change to be like Jesus, but also in the sense of, we have these dreams and aspirations and desires and actual things that God's put inside there that nobody really knows about. And we as we grow closer to the Lord, we start like becoming this person. But one thing I noticed, that as God said, humble yourself under my hand, was, man, I was challenged. It's like I wanted people to see what I knew God put inside of me, and they couldn't see it. And I was like, but Lord, like, I want them to see, like, don't they know? Don't they understand? And I realized that God hasn't shown them me like that. He hasn't like made it known to a lot of people. And there was a time of like hiding, a time where he was like, okay, you need to humble yourself, lower yourself in your own estimation. Think of others as more important than you do yourself. But also realize that you're in the season where you're growing into humility. Such a great characteristic, as we just read, is because you receive the power of the Holy Spirit through your being humble. He gives you that grace, the power of the Holy Spirit to do what you need to do. And I was like, man, but Lord, like, no one can see. And I was battling, because I was just like, there's so much on my heart. And then he said this to me. He said that he was protecting me. If he's closed someone's eyes, that they can't see who I am and what it is that I'm carrying for Jesus, that's okay. It's because God's closed their eyes for them to see. And the reason why is to protect me. Because sometimes people can see something that's great, but then they grab a hold of it and they use it for their own motives, their own hidden agendas, their own purposes, or they can damage that thing, you know, that it's supposed to become. And I just think of, like, I don't know, if I was using a pencil, you know, if I use the pencil to try and, like, hammer something, or, you know, to it'll break. And that's how I saw myself in the eyes of God. I saw myself like, God, wait, God is protecting me. He's doing it for a reason. He's closing people's eyes for a reason. All I have to do is lower myself, be meek, be gentle, be humble, so that God can move through me with His Spirit. And then in due time, just like this scripture says in 1 Peter, in due time, He will exalt me. Humble yourself under the great and mighty hand of God, so that in due time He will exalt you. And something that I realized about humbling yourself and waiting for God to exalt you is that you need to wait. It actually takes something. It takes that wait. It takes that, man, just surrender to the Lord that says, okay, Lord, this is up to you. When you want to make this happen, you're going to make it happen. And I'm not going to force it. I'm going to humble myself, wait for you, learn what I need to learn until the time that you have destined for it to happen. Yo, man, that has been fire for me over the past few years, is actually saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to do that. I'm going to wait. I'm going to humble myself, wait for you to move so that you can exalt me. Because I know when you do it, it's going to be so much greater, so much better. So it's going to work together, both for your glory and for my good. Awesome time that I have with you right now. Moments with Mom and Daff that we have every single Monday at 20 past 10. Powerful woman of God.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
She has a heart to bring the love of God to the world and take people directly to the throne of God. This show is all about the moments that we can receive the pearls of wisdom that we need in our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my gosh, this is like a treasure trove of information. Welcome to Moments with Mama Daff. I'm very excited at the moment because this topic is something that is definitely needing to be spoken about. It's all about boundaries, and we're going to be focusing today on expectations. It's going to be such a good one. So, Pastor Daphne, welcome again to Moments with Mama Daff.
Hey!
I was wondering, could you please break down to us expectations? Because this topic, when it comes down to relationships, something that I think everybody needs teaching on, it needs to be exposed.
Amen. Absolutely. I think the biggest thing to understand is the difference between expectations versus agreement. And if we look at Ephesians 4:25, it tells us, therefore rejecting all falsity and being done with it, let everyone express the truth with his neighbor, for we are all parts of one body and members of one another. So those personal boundaries keep us safe. They bring safety. And the most important thing is to understand for yourself, what are your this equals that equation? If you do this, then that means that. And that's where expectations get tricky. So our first expectation is called false expectation. And that's where you falsely expect something out of someone or some situation. It's your hope that something good is going to happen, but it doesn't. It's you thinking something is supposed to happen one way and it doesn't happen according to the way you want it to or the way you understand it and think that it should go. So you had an expectation that was false and you get let down or hurt. That's the first one.
I'm actually just thinking, if we just look at that, like I'm wondering at how many people can actually take a look at that and say, wow, this really applies to me in my relationships with people, because I'm actually looking at relationships that I have and saying, am I actually placing something on them that they don't even know? It's just, it's an expectation. Perfect. You know, it's like, wow, Very eye-opening.
Yeah, perfect. And once we start realizing that, then we realize all we have to do is communicate. So the second expectation is called the demanding expectation. And that's if you actually state what you're expecting in a situation or what you expect out of somebody, but it's not agreed upon by the other person, then this expectation becomes pressurizing or controlling and dominating. And it sounds something like, I expect you to blank, blank, blank. And that always just creates tension and chaos in the relationship. And the third expectation that's damaging is called unspoken expectation. That's where there's no communication. You just expect people to know what you want and no one can read your mind. So unspoken expectation sets everyone up to fail. It's like there's this hidden test that someone has to pass, but they don't even know that they're taking the test. So they fail. And that has a lot of the this equals that equation in it. If they love me, they would do this. If they don't do this, that equals or that means they don't love me or they don't care about me and they don't take me into consideration. But that expectation wasn't even communicated or maybe not communicated clearly. So the other person wasn't able to meet your expectation. So just remember that this does not always equal that. Mm. And the practical step would be to take a look at what is your this equals that sentences that you just subconsciously operate out of.
Come on. That is very, very good. Actually, I have a question. With expectations, are they always a negative thing or can it be like a positive and a holy expectation that you have on your relationship?
Oh, absolutely. That's what you want is you want to take it out of the realm of negative and move it right into the realm of positive. You can definitely have positive expectations. And once those are communicated on, then you're coming into agreements rather than expectation. I agree to what your needs are and I agree to what your desires are. And that's what we want to talk about next.
So in order to get it from expectations through to the agreement, just kind of what I've heard from you is that the connecting point is actually open, vulnerable communication on actually laying it down and saying, listen, this is what I'm seeing. Can we talk about it?
Exactly. Because like the scripture said, be done with all falsity, rejecting all falsity and being done now with it. Let everyone express the truth with his neighbor.
Oh, that's powerful. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, when the Bible says you will know the truth and it will set you free, I can definitely see how this Amen. Is going to set all of us free from, you know, things that are building up in our relationships that we can just say, okay, let's calm this down. Let's expose the expectations. Let's do the work so that we can actually grow together in a better relationship. So thank you so much for highlighting expectations, what they look like. I'm going to be listening back on this because I think it's something that you definitely need to meditate on. So if you also are like me and you want to meditate on these things, then please log on to our website, www.impactradio.co.za. Go through to the podcast section and look up Moments with Mama Daph here on Being Real. And you'll be able to re-listen to everything that we've just discussed today. So until next time, Pastor Daphne, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Such an amazing discussion we just had with Pastor Daphne about expectations. And I guess like it comes right back into what we've been talking about today about being humble. And kind of you do need to be humble enough to kind of have those discussions with other people, see their side of the way things they view things and how you can actually also in that humbling of yourself be okay with even the fact if they don't see it your way. It's okay if they disagree, just like, okay, let's sort this out. Let's work this out because I know that love wins out in the end. Love endures. Love endures everything without weakening. And it kind of reminds me of a question that God asked me about being humble. And that was this. He said to me, Owen, are you willing to be a fool for me? Even when people don't understand you, are you willing to be a fool for me? For it says in 1 Corinthians 1:23, we preach Christ, the Messiah, crucified, preaching which to the Jews is a scandal and an offense, a stumbling block, and to the Gentiles it is absurd and utterly unphilosophical nonsense. But to those who are called, whether Jew or Greek, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Man, this is so good. This is because the foolish thing. Now, I want you to keep this in mind in your discussions. Preach Christ, but realize this in your own heart. This is because the foolish thing that has its source in God is wiser than men. And the weak thing that springs from God is stronger than men. Isn't that such an encouragement to know without a shadow of a doubt that if we are keeping in line with the Word of God and keeping in line with who He is, what He wants us to accomplish, we'll be vindicated. People will start to see, wait, like there's fruit in what He's saying. So if we need to be humble, like we read earlier on, it says God is actually for the humble. He gives grace to the humble, but to the prideful and the arrogant, he hates it. So here's my kind of thing is what forms pride? What kind of brings it to the front? And this is something that I've been challenged with in my own life and something that I feel like society placed on me. You know, society places on all of us, specifically now with all the social media things and movies, and we have to look a certain way, appear a certain way, go through things in our lives a certain way. And this is what I noticed, is that society gives power to talented and good-looking and influential people. Am I right? I'm right, right? They do all the time. But this is the thing with Jesus, is that it's not about you. It's never been about you. It's always about Him. It's about the gospel. It's about what He wants to bring across. And just a practical thing that He showed me whenever anyone would like congratulate me on my talent, my looks, my influence, or whatever it is, all of a sudden God was saying to me, don't take my glory. Give the glory to me. I deserve the glory. Keep yourself humble. Don't get prideful, don't get arrogant. And a practical step that He actually gave me was to say, you know what, Lord, this really does, you deserve this glory. And the thing that I'm going to do is anytime someone does this, I'm just going to say, thank you, Jesus, but truly mean it. Not just like as a slang thing, but like really, no, thank you, Jesus. Like He's the one that's done this. He's the one that has put this together. He's the one that gave me this gift, that gave me the talent. Like, thank you, Jesus, that I'm able to use it for Him, use it for His glory. So stay tuned, because I actually want to testify about something that actually happened in my own life. So, you know, I actually went through to Gold Reef City a few years ago, just when God was busy speaking to me about humbling myself, making sure that He gets the glory for every single thing. And we were at Gold Reef City, was there with some of my family members, and we jumped off the Golden Loop. And as we came off there, everyone was obviously exiting and going out. And so I just stopped and allowed other people to go in front of me. I wasn't in this big hurry. And so kind of got separated from my family. And just towards the end of it, I had these two girls actually walk in front of me. And they were taking long. And I was like, oh, you know what? I've been patient up to this point. We're just going to carry on being patient. And all of a sudden, I realized there was like such a distance between me and everybody else. We were like kind of like alone. And all of a sudden they turned around and they looked at me and they said, we just really want to tell you, you have the most beautiful eyes. And I was kind of like taken aback by it for a second. But right then and there, the Holy Spirit reminded me, give me all the glory. So I said, wow, thank you, Jesus. And they were like, what? Thank you, Jesus. I was like, yeah, He's the one who gave me my looks, and He gave them to me for a reason, so that I could do certain things for Him on this earth. He's given it to me for a reason, a plan and a purpose. And they were like, oh, okay. So, and right there, the Holy Spirit said, this is your in. Tell them about me. So I said, listen, do you know that Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? Do you know it? And it's like that moment of someone being drawn to me because of something that I had, whether it be a talent, the looks, influence, whatever it be, I can use that now to point people straight to Jesus and say, listen, he's done amazing things in my life and he's made me a certain way. He's given me an identity, a purpose, made me a new creation. And because of that, I know his love. I want you to experience his love. Do you know him? And it turned the whole conversation on its head. And these two ladies actually gave their lives to Jesus right there in the theme park. And I walked away feeling so kind of revived because I realized that I used the moment for God. I didn't take it for my own glory. I didn't get tempted like the enemy did, where he was like, "Woo, look at me, look at me." And then all of a sudden, God was like, "Listen, I do not stand for this. Get out of heaven." You know, I felt so like I was doing the right thing, on the right team, humbling myself so that I could see God move in someone's heart. And I honestly hope that this testimony really stands out to you and kind of inspires you to do the same thing. Give God all the glory. He deserves it. You know, he really, really does. And keep yourself humble. You know, as for me here on Impact 103, our time for being real has come to an end. But I just want to invite you to keep on being real in your relationship with the Lord. Ask those hard questions. Do the work that it takes to build your relationship with the Lord. And also just remember that he really, really does love you.